The seminary that I went to had a rare books collection in a section of the library. And it was the type of collection where you needed to put on special gloves to handle the books, and that had its own air conditioning unit to help preserve the manuscripts to the best of our human ability. One of the books that they had there was a first edition Gutenberg Bible from 500 years ago. And you could, even handling it rarely, even touching it gently, you could see that it was becoming very delicate with the passage of time. And that's often the way that biblical manuscripts, Bibles go, is that over time, even with the best of care, because they're made of organic materials, they decay, and we script new Bibles, like the St. John Bible that was just done about 10 years ago in Minnesota, was a new scripted Bible. I bring this up because in the 1980s, there was a dig that the excavation led to the oldest manuscript that we have, and it was only able to be preserved because it was done on silver scrolls. And the oldest manuscript that we have that predates the Dead Sea Scrolls by about 500 years, they opened it up and they read the benediction, the blessing, out of Numbers that reads, "May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May Yahweh cause his face to shine upon you and grant you peace." This is important because the oldest part of Scripture that we've maintained from generation to generation is a blessing. Blessings are important. Blessings show us that not only does God redeem us in the end, but that God blesses us in the here and now from generation to generation. And our gospel lesson gives us such a profound message of hope in the midst of the world that can feel uncertain and unsafe, a world that can feel like everything is decaying and falling apart. And that's ultimately what the Beatitudes, words of blessing, are about. They're about hope. And not just in some distant future. It's a hope that empowers us today as Jesus invites us to enter into the redemptive work that he is doing by blessing others. Martin Luther once famously said that if he found out that the world was ending tomorrow, he would go out and plant a tree. What we place our hope in empowers us in the here and now. And we are sent out from this worship space to stand with all those the world discounts but that God values, and encourage each other when inevitably we fall short of that beatific vision. Our lessons from today declare the scandalous truth that God's work in the world transcends the power of earthly kingdoms. It does not fade away with time. The Beatitudes we heard tell us who God is in a world that can be confusing and hurtful and cruel, and that God not only sees and redeems those who are most hurt, those most in need and healing, he blesses them in that very moment. Every part of our gospel reading is a profoundly countercultural message and affirming of God's love for those who are most in need of healing and new life. And that's who we have on our side, a God who sees and blesses the hurting and forgotten and calls us to join him in restoring a broken world. I heard about a woman who, growing up, from the time that she could hold her own memories to when she was a young woman, heard her grandmother say again and again and again, "Child, I just want to be a blessing. That's all I want for my life, to be a blessing for others." Blessed to be a blessing. Today is All Saints Sunday, when we remember the diverse array of witnesses of the faith, from the contemporary to the ancient, from those known only to us through history and school, to those we remember personally, those who we knew the cadence and pitch of their voice, the smell of their clothes, the way they told jokes and treated friends, how they ate their meals, and what it felt like to be hugged by them. Today is both deeply personal and incredibly transcendent. Every Sunday, and at other times as well, we profess in the Apostles' Creed, "I believe in the communion of saints." And this is more than just a doctrine, this is a profession that we believe in the continuity of the church beyond death. Like words of blessing on the scroll, we've passed this through the centuries. And we hold in our hearts the whole company of saints that precedes us and surrounds us. And later, when we light candles in remembrance of those who have gone before us, we will see how this vast community of saints shines around us always. Now, saints are not perfect Christians. As often as we remember the ways that we have been blessed by them, we may also remember the ways we have been hurt. Saints are those who have simply been made whole by the grace of God. And through baptism, God makes saints out of sinners, and by the meal that we share here today, God forgives the sins of all the saints. Today reminds us of God's continued faithfulness in the past, the present, the future. And this Sunday, we remember the great cloud of witnesses who preceded us in death. And we give thanks for all the saints who from their labors rest, for all those who have been blessed to be a blessing. And we give thanks that not only are we redeemed, but we are blessed in the here and now, this very day, in the past and in the present, in the future, we are blessed. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.